from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Joe Shasky's gonna say, oh, this guy. But Manti Te'o, say what you want about him.
Okay.
He was a Heisman finalist, played in the NFL for a while. He's a linebacker. He knows the game of football. Does not know the game of, you know, Tinder very well, but that we'll leave that there. Here's Manti Te'o talking about the 49ers and how they've looked during the preseason and this offseason.
I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. I flipped on the TV and watched their past 2 preseason games when their starters played, and I just see an emotionally drained team.
You think they're emotionally drained, Joe Shasky?
I watched their first 2 preseason games and their 3rd one, and I watched a team that didn't have a lot of starters out there. Yeah. That's what I watched. And look, Manti Te'o is entitled to his opinion. I disagree with it.
Okay.
I think that when I watch this team, they play a physical brand of football that doesn't translate to preseason football. It just doesn't. And they're top heavy. Of all the teams that's the most top heavy of the contenders, it's the Niners are at the top. Like, they are top heavy. I think they've gotten deeper the last year in the draft, but they got a lot of young players. If your takeaway is they look emotionally drained, I would say, like, I think you're reaching on that one. That's a Stretch Armstrong take.
That's a Stretch Armstrong. I never had a Stretch Armstrong. That was before my time. But I don't necessarily disagree, but I do have to wait and see till the regular season. Like, if they take an L week 1 and then I start seeing bad body language, sure. I think it's more fair to say that for 49ers fans that are probably emotionally drained. Like, I'm still talking to fans that are, you know what, like, I'm still not over the Super Bowl loss. I was like, homie, that was 6 months ago. Yeah, I'm still not over it. Like, I get that. I understand the pain of those types of losses. They just linger and linger, and you don't want to get hurt again. You don't want to put yourself out there and get hurt again, like a relationship. You've been spurned and scarred for so many years. You don't want to go through that again. And for the players, though, it's got to be a little different this time around. For players like Kittle, I know he's super fired up. He's a rah-rah guy. Maybe he's not the greatest example, but Deebo Samuel, right? Like, how's the head coach, Kyle Shanahan? It's one thing to lose 1 Super Bowl. It's another to lose 2 and not feel like, if you have a loss early on in the season, like, how does that not fester? It's like, can we do this again? That doubt starts to creep into your mind. Now, I do think it's a little outrageous to say in preseason they look emotionally drained. I do, but if they take some L's early on this season, could we possibly see some bad body language from some of these people?
Okay.
I'm not trying to go super.
I know, but
I'm
like,
not Monk here.
Think about the 2 players that are their most, if I were to say the most emotionally charged players on the team on either side of the ball, who are they?
Fred Warner and George Kittle.
Okay, I was going to say Deebo and George Kittle, and then on the other side would be Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner. I mean, we've seen...
Deebo doesn't talk enough from, like, he does his...
No, but in terms of play style.
Okay, play style.
Like, Deebo's play style is never going to translate to the preseason. It's just not.
No.
Deebo's a regular season playoff type of a player. Like, he just is. And when I look at someone who plays the physicality and the physical way that he does and the way Kittle does, like, those guys... Preseason's never going to be able to replicate what they're going to bring during a regular season. Fred Warner doesn't even play in the preseason, nor should he. And he's one of the most I think he's one of the greatest leaders in the game, right? Hands down. And the way that guy plays with his hair on fire, you're not going to do that in a game against the Raiders. It doesn't mean anything.
I agree. But also, we've been hearing from guys that have been pretty tapped in there. You know, our guy, Jake Hutchinson, who works for us at 95.7 The Game, he's tapped in. He's kind of our now 49ers 95.7 The Game insider. You know, he was saying there's the juice kind of hasn't been there in the training camp, though, Joe Shasky. Doesn't that kind of concern you a little bit? There's been no juice.
I'll make that determination after a month if they look lackluster.
Okay.
I thought that these drives, again, a couple of drives, it was bang, bang, here's Kittle, here's Debo, boom, boom, Jordan Mason. I was like, oh, same old Niners. Like, to me, that was my takeaway. Like, we're fine. We're good. Got to get Trent back, but, like, we're good. Like, we're ready to roll. And I think the defense is going to be great. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be great this year. I am ready to go for week one. Now, I'm not 100% ready to go until we get Trent back. Big Trent's got to get signed. But I'm ready to go for week one.
Speaking of that, Jeremy Fowler with the latest on ESPN with Trent Williams.
Well, I was told from somebody involved in the situation that he is not going to be available until he gets his contract adjusted. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That could bleed into the regular season with us just being a few weeks away. This is a player who's made about $150 million in his career. He's been taking up golf. Kind of stayed away from the team, doing his own thing, still training, of course, getting ready for the season potentially, but he's not overly stressed to have to be out there right now, and he's the fourth highest paid left tackle despite being the best the last few years. So the 49ers know they have to do something here, could sweeten the guarantees on his contract. So they're dealing with Brandon Ayuk at the same time. They're trying to get this guy done. So they're hoping he'll be in the lineup here soon.
Yeah,
could bleed into the regular season?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I mean,
don't?
No, they're going to get
it done. They use the word bleed. That's scary.
Yeah, that's the threat. I just, I'm not.
You don't, well, no, you don't think Trent Williams, big Trent
no,
Williams,
I think he would,
who punched Richard Sherman in the face after a game with his helmet on? Or I don't think his helmet, Trent had his helmet on. He cold cocked Sherman after a game once when he played for Washington. He's about that life. He will hold out.
So we know what the Niners were doing yesterday. They were probably going over all the film. Well, they probably did this Friday night coming home, going through all the film of the preseason game just to like look at it. And I bet they were going, wow. We need Trent Williams. Like, I think they know. I think John Lynch, of all people, is going to make this happen. I trust them. They've earned the benefit of the doubt.
If he's not there week one, it's going to be a disaster, and they're losing to the New York Jets. If Trent Williams is not suited up week one for the San Francisco 49ers, they are losing to the New York Jets. I feel very confident
I think
that.
They're going to get him in by week's end. I trust this organization will get it done. They've earned that benefit of the doubt.
Did that sound like it's close?
Well, Jeremy Fowler throws a lot out there.
Oh, come on, Jay.
I heard from...
He's tapped
the
in.
The original quote was, I heard from someone that he wants
it.
His money renegotiated. Well, tell me something I don't know.
Well, just say.
Of course he wants new money.
No, but that's kind of new. It could bleed into I don't think we've heard that it could bleed into the regular season from anyone yet, have we?
No.
No. Like, we didn't hear that with Nick Bosa. We just knew that he was just going to probably get signed late, and then he did. Like,
I think
the Trent Williams one's a little... He's a different cat, is what I'm going to say. Like, he is about, like, his money and his stuff, which is fine. Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But I don't think... He's going to lose any sleep if the 49ers lose week one and he's not there.
Wouldn't you agree? Like, this conversation is why Niner fans are just...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just like, just get it done and just get me to week one. Like, what we're doing right now, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting, but I think this is new and we got to talk about it.
No, you're right. No, I'm not mad at you because no, this is relevant. And it's to me, it's order of business number one. Before Ayuk and all that, it's like Trent is order of business number one. It's just hard to talk about the Niners without addressing these things. And that's where it gets, I feel like we're in reruns.
So
as a fan base.
So 888-957-9570. After you heard that 49ers fans, Jeremy Fowler saying that Trent Williams situation could bleed into the season, like, are you doing a whole 180 if you were on the team pay Ayuk first? Are you saying, hell no, I'm paying Trent Williams whatever he wants. Ayuk, I'm sorry. Like, I got to prioritize this guy because let's not get it twisted. Let's start naming off the people that the 49ers have prioritized getting signed first before Brandon Ayuk. Who do we got? Christian McCaffrey? We got Juwan Jennings. Who am I missing here, Joe Shasky? They've prioritized
CMC, Juwan Jennings. They've basically carved out money for Brock Purdy.
Okay. Odom.
I think that they're doing an evaluation right now, and they're like, Debo and Kittle or Ayuk?
Really?
I think that's what they're saying to themselves. I think they've already made the decision. I think Ayuk's on his way out the door. That's just my feel. I mean, I'd like him to stay, but I think that they've kind of balanced their books and they're sitting here, and I think they're thinking like, all right, Ayuk or Diamond or Lenore and Aaron Banks, Ayuk or, you know, this guy and that guy. Like, I think that they're charting out their path right now as we talk about it, and I think that they kind of already made their decision, and I think they're exhausted with Ayuk, and I think it's pretty evident.
Well, he made the trip to Vegas. Weird. That was very weird.
He's grumpy looking. I don't want to like read into his body language. I get he's frustrated, and I don't even know.
And then Trent's just not there. I want to get to this call in a second. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Xfinity Mobile text line. 49ers faithful, how are we feeling that Trent Williams situation could bleed into the season, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN? Let's go to Kevin, who's out in Marin.
Hey, Kevin, Kev.
What's going on, man? You're on 95.7 The Game with Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. The thing about, there's so much conversation about Ayuk and Trent Williams, the contracts. And the thing that just popped into my head is the similarities that I see between the Giants ownership group and the Niners ownership group. That is, well, the communication is all about winning championships. It's not. It's about bringing the biggest ROI to the shareholders of the team. And the Niners have had an exact number in mind that they're willing to do for not only Ayuk and Williams, but every player on their roster. And they're not willing to go off that number whatsoever. And it kind of shows what sports is these days. It's not the romanticism of when we were growing up, and it's all about the team and the players and striving for the championship. This is a hardcore multi-billion-dollar business that there are major shareholders who probably don't care about winning championships. They care about how much is my dividend check going to be at the end of this fiscal year.
Well, that's with everything. I want you to stay on hold, Kevin, real quick, because are you really saying that the 49ers championship and ownership expectations are that of the San Francisco Giants? I get what you're saying, the bottom line, but that's the same for any business, any company. Of course they want to make money. But the way that the 49ers ownership, and Jed York specifically, from top to bottom, the way they've handled things compared to the Giants? Really? I mean, we're crushing the Giants on a daily basis. The 49ers are competing for Super Bowls twice in the last 4 years.
And there's also the balance of the salary cap. I just think it's a little more.
It's such a different sport too, Kev. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's also more transparent now in the conversations and the way people go about getting their money. Like, for example, the Niners didn't retain Ronnie Lott and allowed the Raiders to sign him in 1991.
Thanks, Kev.
Because they had to balance their books, which is exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah.
This has always been a part. The Giants, prioritized Robbie Thompson and couldn't afford Will Clark. Like, this has happened years and years, and this has happened forever. It's just way more in our face now.
Yes.
For everyone, both the reporters, the 24 news cycle, 24/7 news cycle, the athletes having their own social media, you know, the aggregators, the content creators, the radio stations, the television stations. It's just way more in our face now.
I just think we have to just take a step back. Like, I know people are upset. I know the IU
thing.
The Niners are awesome. They're the best team in the NFC right now. Just go to Vegas. That's what they have them projected as. Like, the Giants just lost a series to the Mariners, who just fired their coach and haven't won a series in forever.
Like, what did you say to us in the thread last night?
I said the Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
They have to earn their way for us to talk about them. They have not earned that yet.
The Niners have.
The Niners have earned that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're talking about the Niners all week long, all 2 weeks long, leading up to week one, Jets, Niners, 2 weeks from today, Levi's Stadium. You going to be there, Joe Shasky? Monday Night Football, you doing that?
I'm so fired up.
Dude, you're LJ?
I'm going to have to talk to the boss because I don't know if the boss hooked it up with some help because he's got bed at 8 o'clock and Michelle won't go unless we can stay down that way. So I don't know if the boss, and I'm putting him on blast right now. I don't know. We have to talk off air.
Okay. There
you're putting me on blast.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. I definitely don't mean to put
anyone on
blast.
I'm trying to wiggle out of it like I'm Brock Purdy with a free release.
I'm not mad at that. Do a little pirouette there. Yeah. A little Tony Romo-esque.
But now I got to slide.
There you got to slide.
I got to get down.
Just head first. Dad's a baseball player. You know how to slide. So you're good.
Absolutely. My favorite was when, I don't know if you're listening to this, but they brought in Joe Girardi to teach Daniel Jones how to slide.
Oh, God. That's not going to help anything.
A while back.
Can they bring in Tom Brady to teach him how to throw? That'll help, too. It's time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
He was a catcher. What are we doing here? Like, come on. Like, Joe Girardi? Guys, this guy's knees are shot. You bringing him in? Oh, Daniel Jones. That
team he can teach you how to do is how to mismanage a team.
Absolutely. Although they did win the Yankees last World Series. He was the manager. God, that was 15 years ago. Jesus. All right. The injury report. 49ers first round pick Ricky Pearsall will return to practice today, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Pearsall has been dealing with a partial dislocation of his shoulder. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Just heard from Jeremy Fowler there, ESPN. Trent Williams' holdout could bleed into the regular season. How concerning is that for you 49ers fans? I want to get into that. Joe in Seattle. We'll get to you on the other side as well. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. It's your calls on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.